One of Dr. Noelle Johnson's first jobs as a pharmacist was at the Tomah VA. Soon after she started, she began refusing to fill a number of prescriptions she considered unsafe and illegal. Dosages vary by patient, but Johnson shares one example for a morphine prescription that raised a red flag.
A common dosage prescribed would be things like 15 milligrams twice daily, quantity 60. I received a prescription for 1,080 immediate release morphine tablets for a 30-day supply. That equates to over 700 milligrams per day.
Johnson says many of the questionable prescriptions came from the Tomah VA's former chief of staff, Dr. David Houlihan. She says they would often disagree about a patient's regimen.
He got in my face and screamed profanities at me and went down to my chief and, you know, said, "You will discipline her for questioning me," and eventually led to my termination. I met with the DEA in 2009, and 2 weeks later I was fired.
Johnson believes she lost her job for filing a whistleblower complaint. According to Houlihan's lawyer, the doctor is not able to conduct interviews at this time. Johnson, along with another Tomah VA whistleblower, Ryan Honnell, testified before lawmakers at a recent congressional hearing in Tomah. It centered around prescription practices and retaliation at the hospital. Honnell says there was a backlash after he refused to falsify records. At the congressional hearing, he testified that the narcotic levels and the culture of fear led to poor care and even deaths.
The results were to the detriment of the health of veterans and, in some cases, the deaths of veterans. The system was slow to respond, but quick to silence those who raised concerns. I just wish the whistle I blew would resurrect those who have died due to the mistreatment.
A report issued by the VA in March found that an apparent culture of fear at the facility compromised patient care and impacted staff satisfaction and morale. More thorough investigations are underway. Top leaders in the VA now seem to be coming down on the issue, saying retaliation will not be tolerated. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the VA's interim undersecretary for health. She says whistleblowers should be commended and employees should be open to criticism.
If someone tells us very specifically, whether that's an employee, a patient, a family member, "You could have done better," or "My family member would have done better if you had done this," that's the only way we get better, and I don't think that we have celebrated that enough.
Multiple bills have been introduced in Congress that would strengthen whistleblower protections within the VA and punish those who retaliate. So far, no Wisconsin lawmakers have signed on as co-sponsors.
I'm a skeptic when it comes to some of this whistleblower acts.
That's Tomah VA registered nurse and union president Lynn Ellinghausen. She says people at all levels in the VA need to be held accountable for their actions. Otherwise, a bill is useless. But she says these bills and the recent congressional hearing are a step in the right direction.
Our representatives from D.C. are here and we matter. So I think that they're going to do the right thing. And I think that months from now we will be on the road to some recovery at our medical center.
Ellinghausen says that means whistleblowers, like pharmacist Dr. Noelle Johnson and Ryan Honnell, never have to worry about losing their jobs again. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.